MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Recently, Monsanto Company, whose Roundup product is one of the world's most widely used herbicides, said on Tuesday that it's arranged for an outside scientific review of a World Health Organization finding that the weed killer's key ingredient probably causes cancer. I'm going to take my whole newscast at the top of the hour today to talk about weed killers, because you know that these top of the hour newscasts, we're going to talk about news, but we're also going to say how it impacts you and what it means to you. And in this situation, I have a lot of good knowledge because I have a big yard and a lot of weeds. I've been fighting weeds, screaming at weeds, crying at weeds, pulling weeds until my hands ached for the last 20 years that I've lived in my house. I have a big vegetable garden and it's got weeds, you know, and even the bunnies who attack all the rest of my everything, they don't attack the weeds. They eat the good stuff. They don't eat so much of the weeds. But I'm going to talk about some homemade weed killers today and some things that you can do, because in the light of this Monsanto and Roundup, everybody uses Roundup. My husband uses Roundup until I told him to cut it out. It's really dangerous. It's pretty nasty stuff when you see how really it kills these weeds so quickly. So I'm going to give you a little list. So get your pencils out, because we're going to talk about the homemade weed killers. Boiling water works awesome. It works on thistles. It works on dandelions. It works on ground cover that you don't want around. Pulling them, okay, that works. Crying while you're pulling does not work, but pulling them does. Salt works pretty well. You can even mix salt in water and pour it directly on the dandelion at the base, or you can pour it on any of the different weeds. Salt generally works. Whether you want to use table salt or kosher salt, that depends on how much money you really want to spend on it, but it certainly ends up to be cheaper than Roundup. Smothering them. We've done it with black plastic. You put that down, the heat of the sun just smothers them, and then they go away. Sometimes they're resilient little suckers, and they come on right back. But when you take the black plastic, you can leave that plastic on and then plant stuff over that, too. You can put dirt and, you know, sod and whatever, and it manages to find purchase there. Vinegar. This is one of the best ones. You mix a little vinegar and water. You can even put some salt in there. And you spray this on your weeds. And I'm telling you, it works as fast as Roundup. It's better for the environment. It's better for your garden. It's organic. You can use it, you know, you can even drink it if you want while you're spraying it. You can use it around vegetables. You can use it around other plants. It's definitely a great way. When I've looked up homemade weed killers before, one of them says, love them. That doesn't work for me. I do not love them. I don't love dandelions. I don't love the seed part when they go to seed and they're all white. I don't know where you live in the world, but here they go crazy. So when you put a little grass seed at the beginning of the season, that generally has that killer in there. I don't love that, but using vinegar, smothering them, using salt, pulling them, boiling water, all of these things work for weeds. So if you're worried about this Roundup thing, stop spending your money, because Roundup for 1 gallon can be as much as $50, depending on which, you know, one you buy that has this many herbicides in it and this many. You don't want your dog to go around that stuff. You don't want the little bunnies or your kids to be around it. So these are all much more natural weed killers. So keep an eye on that Roundup story, see what happens there. But instead of the carcinogenic Roundup, which we're not sure if it is, but they're saying it could be, and the World Health Organization is saying that it is, Roundup is going to tell us different. Try some of these homemade ones and listen at the top of every hour so you can get in on some of these news stories and see what they mean for you. We got a great show coming up, so stay tuned.